Now we want to take that name in the Greek alphabet, add it up and see who the Jews are waiting for so fervently. MEISSIAS 45 10 200 210 1200 equals 666. The numerical values of the Hebrew, Greek and Samaritan alphabets. Column 1 names of the Hebrew letters, 2 Samaritan letters, 3 Hebrew and Chaldean letters, 4 numerical equivalents of the letters, 5 capital and small Greek letters, 6 the letters marked with asterisks are those brought to Greece from Phoenicia by Cadmus, 7 names of the Greek letters, 8 nearest English equivalents to the Hebrew, Greek and Samaritan letters. Note, when used at the end of a word, the Hebrew tau has the numerical value of 400. Kaf 500, Mem 600, Nun 700, P 800, Tsodi 900. A dotted alpha and a dashed aleph have the value of 1186. Remember again what has been said in the Talmud. Talmud, when the Messiah comes, all will be slaves of the Jews. Irubin 43b. So what does all this mean? Well, to explain this, I have to jump ahead and state some views from the last chapter of this book. To understand what life is, you have to know that life is based on the law of cause and effect, in physics the law of oscillation. Jesus said very clearly what this means for every one of us, whether Illuminati or not. To each everything happens according to his belief. Whatever you believe will be reality for you. Jesus also said that heaven and hell are inside of us. If we believe in Satan, in an enemy and a hell, in a force that is trying to harm us, life will prove to us that our belief is grit. Whatever we are believing, comfortable or painful, life is proving to us that we are right. Whatever the input we give into the computer, the printer is going to print it out. Somebody who believes that the forces of polarity, positive and negative, complement each other and therefore can both be used in a constructive way, will be proven right in this belief system as well. And both are right. You would think somebody very stupid if he claimed that the negative power coming out of the socket was evil. That's what Jesus meant with his statement. And that's what the Illuminati try to keep you away from recognizing that it's you who decides whether you have a happy life or not. According to the law of affinity, life is a mirror or our belief systems, whatever they are. And because of this, life on Earth is a reflection of the belief systems its inhabitants hold onto. And most of the people on the Earth have been made to believe that there are two forces fighting each other and that these forces are outside of them. Which is absolutely crazy, and there is nothing like it, neither in physics nor chemistry nor in magic that proves that claim. Jesus also said, "Look at nature, she is like an open book. Do it and you will see that everywhere in this universe all forces work together." So, the outer world will reflect the wrong belief pattern to everyone. The outer world does not distinguish between good or bad, it just reflects what is put in. Understand that the big game the Illuminati play is based upon the trick to make people believe that success, love, luck, God, are all to be found outside of them, in money, work or sex, in church or mosque, as the Christian, Muslim or Jewish God. Therefore you become dependent on them, get caught up in their traps. If you start getting your answers from within yourself, through watching, recognizing, feeling and mainly through listening to your intuition, you will get real answers, because these answers are proven to you in life, and nobody, no power in the universe, can take away what has been proven to you inside already. This is important to understand the following. H. Readers, be very careful with this as we reach into the author's conclusions, for you must have good data in to bring good conclusions and correct data out of that inside. Each normal, ordinary person is born in knowledge of right and wrong. There is very definitely no full definition of good or bad, however, friends, do not for one minute believe that there is no good or evil, for both exist, and therein is the test of mankind in his ultimate realization. So all the Christians and Muslims and unknowing Jews are looking on the outer for a Christ or a Messiah, Antichrist. And they will find an Antichrist in the outside world, the manifested bad guy, and they will see their belief system proven. They will be shown an antichrist made by the Illuminati to keep them in their narrow-minded good and evil belief system. The Christians will say, "See, I told you that I would be right." And they will be wrong. This person will show up in the world theater sometime between 1996 and 2000. In the Fatima prophecy, for instance, those were ETS, too, and in other revelations it is said Thou 187, this guy will show up suddenly, create miracles, heal people, materialize and do all kinds of fancy stuff. How is that for a good enough reason not to show up? He will be a megastar, good looking, charming. He will come from one of the most powerful Jewish families, but you won't know about it, as you don't know that Cole, Brandt, Roosevelt, Truman, Carter, Stalin, Lenin, Khrushchev, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, all are of were hidden Jews, too. Everybody will like him. And the main sign to recognize him will be that he will be supported and will be made a megastar through the American Jewish Illuminati fancy stuff. How is that for a good enough reason not to show up? He will be a megastar, good looking, charming. He will come from one of the most powerful Jewish families, but you won't know about it, as you don't know that Cole, Brandt, Roosevelt, Truman, Carter, Stalin, Lenin, Khrushchev, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, all are of were hidden Jews, too. Everybody will like him. And the main sign to recognize him will be that he will be supported and will be made a megastar through the American Jewish Illuminati control TV worldwide. The people will follow him, worship him for his miracles, and he will travel publicly around and unit one country after another in the UN. Imagine a megastar of magic who is capable of all sorts of miracles would suddenly start healing people, millions would easily follow him. The man-made Antichrist is a little older than me and is traveling right now. He is not bad, he's just being used, through success, money, women, power, competence, radiation, influence, adoration, and the lower aspects of him are used by his masters to tie him up in this game. But he will eventually recognize that he is used. He will realize what actually goes on, and I'm certain that he will become conscious about himself and his real powers and will choose to go his own constructive way. I know about him and he knows about me, and there are much, much higher aspects of us guiding us both. Things are working out fine, for every one of us. But the Illuminati will try everything they can to make their plan happen. And they will make people on this planet believe that their narrow-minded belief systems have been fulfilled, the prophesied Antichrist in the outer world. These Christians will point to this man-made Antichrist and won't recognize that they have forgotten to work on themselves, on their own egos, because that's where the real Antichrist is. As Jesus said, heaven and hell are inside of us. That's what this means. The Illuminati will try everything to keep people in the belief that God is something that lives outside of them, something they have to pray to, instead of consciously recognizing that they ever existed out of God and have never been separated from him/her/it. As long as people believe this nonsense of good and evil, you will find this game being played on this planet, and you will be puppets of these powers. The Illuminati want you to believe that you are goyim, cattle and nothing more. They want you to believe that you are meant to be a slave, to be used by them. They make you believe it through the churches, their nut houses, that you are the tool of some forces, be they Satan or God. And if you believe it, it will become your reality. And I'm telling you right here, right now, don't believe this nonsense. There is just one power, and, besides all kinds of other nice things, this power created by two forces, positive and negative, to hold together the third dimension with its 12 overtones. And what for? They are here to be used by us, the masters, to create, too. We all are able to use the positive and negative powers throughout intuition, visualization, thoughts, feelings and actions in a constructive way, if only we so choose. It is up to us. And the Illuminati were very successful in making these masters believe that they are all slaves. And most of them accepted it. poor world. But more about the Antichrist in the last chapter. Chapter 60 Summary. I believe the protocols of the elders of Zion and the New Testament of Satan give an adequate picture of the machinations used by the wire pullers of world events. Someone might want to claim that this activity by the Illuminati towards world rule is unrealistic and improbable, that the peoples of this earth are not deceived and the masses cannot be, 188, guided and embroiled in war. But any critical person cannot deny the conflicts, the hatred, the wars and unrest, the hunger and the misery in this world, the splitting up of nations, the still escalating racial hatred in every country of this world, the striving for independence, the powerlessness of the rulers, the corruption of the politicians, the escalating perversion and brutality of humanity, the unlimited indebtedness of the states, the instability of the currencies, the economic crises, the collapse of agriculture, the unemployment, the unrest among the populace and above all the godlessness of the people. It is rather a strange coincidence that the present situation of the world so perfectly fits the protocols and that the plan of Albert Pike has been translated into action with such frightening accuracy. I would also like to recall the fact that five Rothschild agents were present at the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, which can be verified in any history book. They acted as advisors to the leaders of England, France and the US, and since we know that the treaty was fashioned in such a way that war was absolutely inevitable, everybody will see what had been the advice of the Rothschild agents. Think about this conscientiously. To quote Franklin D. Roosevelt, in politics nothing ever happens accidentally. If something occurs, you can be sure that it had been planned that way. Thus I come to the conclusion that up to this point in history all the important events in politics and finance run according to the Illuminati's guidelines. Only those in the know can see the interrelation. If you think back to the subject of information control and to the list of names, you will understand why only very few really know. This is also the reason why Hitler had all the occult and educational literature burned. As Dieter Ruggeberg says, occultists can only be recognized by occultists. An atheist or materialist will never understand or be able to follow the trains of thought or the motives of an occultist. One distinguishes between constructive, or positive, also called spiritualists, and destructive, or negative, occultists. The positive uses his knowledge of the spiritual laws to understand life and thereby to help himself and others. The negative uses it exclusively for himself, that is for the realization of his own ego. Thus the highest occultists, negative in this case, of the planet, the Illuminati, the elite and all their follower lodges occupy, as the uppermost levels in finance, politics, economics, religion and science, almost all the leading positions, and they use the old satanic knowledge for their plans. On the other side are the 6 billion people who purposefully are kept ignorant in falsified religions, atheism, realism, materialism and trusting science, thus speak a different language and exist in this world with nary an idea what is really going on. Confirming this, Ruggeberg writes that all those atheists and agnostics who chorus with the progressive section of the church that occultism and magic is only a daft superstition do not at all realize that they fell prey to a willfully planned politics of certain church and lodge circles. Many a famous atheist would turn in his grave if he knew that his honors and decorations were put on them by members of occult orders and lodges to use him as a tool for the dissemination of certain misleading ideas. Geopolitic. Secret policy. They had planned both world wars, and the coming one, too, financed and won them. They also brought the bane of drugs upon us. They plan and cause expansions and depressions in the economy of the nations and use political and economic events to their advantage and to the detriment of the populace. This is also the reason why they are so inconceivably rich. These people on the one hand want to be respected and worshipped, while on the other hand and in secret they bring disaster to the nations and instigate wars. Over the centuries they have created opposing sides to confuse people, and then use others who work for them to stand at the front and do the dirty work. If something goes wrong, the puppets are blamed and not the puppeteers. The wars and unrest, the hunger and the misery in this world, the splitting up of nations, the still escalating racial hatred in every country of this world, the striving for independence, the powerlessness of the rulers, the corruption of the politicians, the escalating perversion and brutality of humanity, the unlimited indebtedness of the states, the instability of the currencies, the economic crises, the collapse of agriculture, the unemployment, the unrest among the populace and above all the godlessness of the people. It is rather a strange coincidence that the present situation of the world so perfectly fits the protocols and that the plan of Albert Pike has been translated into action with such frightening accuracy. I would also like to recall the fact that 5 Rothschild agents were present at the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, which can be verified in any history book. They acted as advisors to the leaders of England, France and the US, and since we know that the treaty was fashioned in such a way that war was absolutely inevitable, everybody will see what had been the advice of the Rothschild agents. Think about this conscientiously. To quote Franklin D. Roosevelt, in politics nothing ever happens accidentally. If something occurs, you can be sure that it had been planned that way. Thus I come to the conclusion that up to this point in history all the important events in politics and finance run according to the Illuminati's guidelines. Only those in the know can see the interrelation. If you think back to the subject of information control and to the list of names, you will understand why only very few really know. This is also the reason why Hitler had all the occult and educational literature burned. As Dieter Rugebeck says, occultists can only be recognized by occultists. An atheist or materialist will never understand or be able to follow the trains of thought or the motives of an occultist. One distinguishes between constructive, or positive, also called spiritualists, and destructive, or negative, occultists. The positive uses his knowledge of the spiritual laws to understand life and thereby to help himself and others. The negative uses it exclusively for himself, that is, for the realization of his own ego. Thus the highest occultists, negative in this case, of the planet, the Illuminati, the elite and all their follower lodges occupy, as the uppermost levels in finance, politics, economics, religion and science, almost all the leading positions, and they use the old satanic knowledge for their plans. On the other side are the 6 billion people who purposefully are kept ignorant in falsified religions, atheism, realism, materialism and trusting science, thus speak a different language and exist in this world with nary an idea what is really going on. Confirming this, Rugebeck writes that all those atheists and agnostics who chorus with the progressive section of the church that occultism and magic is only a daft superstition do not at all realize that they fell prey to a willfully planned politics of certain church and lodge circles. Many a famous atheist would turn in his grave if he knew that his honors and decorations were put on them by members of occult orders and lodges to use him as a tool for the dissemination of certain misleading ideas. Geopolitic. Secret policy. They had planned both world wars, and the coming one, too, financed and won them. They also brought the bane of drugs upon us. They plan and cause expansions and depressions in the economy of the nations and use political and economic events to their advantage and to the detriment of the populace. This is also the reason why they are so inconceivably rich. These people on the one hand want to be respected and worshipped, while on the other hand and in secret they bring disaster to the nations and instigate wars. Over the centuries they have created opposing sides to confuse people, and then use others who work for them to stand at the front and do the dirty work. If something goes wrong, the puppets are blamed and not the puppeteers. 189. A majority of humanity actually believes that if a war breaks out today, the nation concerned was also the perpetrator. Those believing themselves clever by proclaiming that certain nations were predestined for war, like the evil Russians or the Yellow Peril or Germany forever fascist, are either acting stupid or actually are stupid. Where do you believe a Chinese, Russian, Arab, German, American, Serb or any other government gets the money to build its armaments industry. Do you really think that there is one nation who could build an armaments industry with their own savings? Today there is not a single nation on this world that is not so indebted that it could exist without credits from the international bankers. Do you think the Serbs have enough money for arms to wage their war with? If the Russians had ever started a world war, from where do you think would they have lent, borrowed? The money? Naturally from the international bankers. It is not for nothing that Rothschild owns a bank in the Kremlin. This is why they are called international bankers. They are not especially concerned about England or the US. Wherever money can be got, you will find the international bankers. And since a war is the best possible money source, they are always interested in provoking wars. Was also the perpetrator. Those believing themselves clever by proclaiming that certain nations were predestined for war, like the evil Russians or the Yellow Peril or Germany forever fascist, are either acting stupid or actually are stupid. Where do you believe a Chinese, Russian, Arab, German, American, Serb or any other government gets the money to build its armaments industry? Do you really think that there is one nation who could build an armaments industry with their own savings? Today there is not a single nation on this world that is not so indebted that it could exist without credits from the international bankers. Do you think the Serbs have enough money for arms to wage their war with? If the Russians had ever started a world war, from where do you think would they have lent, borrowed? The money? Naturally from the international bankers. It is not for nothing that Rothschild owns a bank in the Kremlin. This is why they are called international bankers. They are not especially concerned about England or the US. Wherever money can be got, you will find the international bankers. And since a war is the best possible money source, they are always interested in provoking wars. This is a good place to remind you that all of the US money is borrowed from the Fed, IMF, etc. The taxpayers' funds go to pay the interest on that money. Moreover, you are paying massive interest on money that has no value whatsoever, and you end up paying for it at least twice and sometimes 100 times over. You're a bad bond slaves, citizen. Then you pay taxes on more taxes on the things you buy or licenses you get. Remember, that as long as a thing or right can be confiscated for any reason, taxes or otherwise, it is not yours. If these bankers don't want a war, there is no credit and therefore no arms. It is that simple. If a nation wants to go to war, it first has to ask the bankers whether or not they agree to it. If they do agree, the armaments industry is built up with their financial support and off you go. Hell, do they not agree, because it might contravene their own plans, there is no credit and without money there are no arms and without arms there is no war. In the case of war, though it is not a question of a few million, it concerns sums in the billions. As I have shown in the course of this book, the money for the Bolsheviks, for the Germans before and during the Second World War, for the Russians, for the communist system and also for Saddam Hussein always came from the same lenders. That is why nothing is ever accidental in politics or war. If there is a war, it must have been planned. Otherwise no funds would have been made available. Consequently the present and future trouble spots are wanted and perfectly planned to reach the one overriding goal, the one world government. The Illuminati themselves claim that they have set up this one world government to finally establish global peace. It is interesting that they use war as a means to get there. Do you think that they will change and act differently once the world government is established? By their deed ye shall know them. Actually there is nothing to be said against a world government. It is the ultimate goal of this planet, if only it is led by people who have the well-being of their fellow men on their minds and who vouch for development mentally, spiritually and above all freely. That is no secret before anyone, the right for free development for everyone by presenting the knowledge so far held back should this be wished. The world government that has been talked about in this book is of the elite and for the elite only, that is the rest of humanity is kept unknowing and is thus enslaved. If you still cannot believe that those up there are not interested in what the people want, whether they're all right, whether they survive the next war or not, then why are there no shelters for the people except in very few countries like Switzerland? Did you ever realize this? And the danger of a new war that might also include Germany is very real, not just because it says so in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and in Albert 190, Pike's letter. The serfs have only got to realize their threat of firing rockets on Germany should it interfere in the Yugoslav war. Or, should hunger and poverty in the Six States and the North African Third World countries increase even more, which can be predicted without any special powers of prophecy, they will not go to China or the US to get what they need, they will go to Germany first. The Swiss have no problem with this because they have their shelters and guns in their homes and also live in the mountains where the hungry will not want to climb. But the Germans will have to be rather defenseless against these events. For the elite and our politicians who really have earned the privilege of survival, there are numerous perfectly laid out underground bases with food and everything necessary for the survival of several decades. Yet the naive rank and file has conveniently been forgotten. Just think this through. How would you react if tomorrow the Serbs would gun Munich or Stuttgart? Former Illuminators George Orwell in his book 1984 has clearly described how things could be in the eyes of the Illuminati. This includes control by a laser tattoo. There were several attempts to stop the publication of 1984. Naturally, it is not too late. A lot can be done if the people of all nations would give up their appalling ignorance and would really start to be concerned about humanity and the planet Earth. But through the games of the Illuminati, we are so beautifully caught up in our own small world of problems that most have long lost track and therefore have pulled back from the world's activities. Just a short example illustrating this last remark: the mass media, controlled by the Illuminati, is drumming into you that in order to be a good citizen you have to have a great car, your own house, a family, a career, designer clothes, etc. After seeing this picture of the perfect member of society for decades on TV and in print, your subconscious has absorbed the information and now you are convinced that you really need all these things. The same of course goes for attitudes and fashions. To get all this you have to really work hard. But you cannot work fast enough. You want these things now. So you buy on credit and with installment plans, and slowly but surely you are caught in the net that has been laid out for you so perfectly, and obligations and debtors will tie you up for decades. Add to this the family and the kids, the money for holidays, car repairs, etc. You are finally trapped in the vicious circle created by yourself, with your oh so many problems. So you find neither time nor inclination to check whether what you happen to be doing is what you actually want to do. And then sometime you discover that you are not at all happy with what you created in the outer world and that today you would go about it differently, but that now it is too late. This is, simply put, what is planned in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and that for decades happens in all countries of this world. In addition, you might feel inadequate to deal with all the problems and you look for refuge in drugs and alcohol. Once you have reached that point, the race of this life is all but over anyway. Yet some still make it. In the next chapter, one will show that it is never too late. But treating symptoms to your problem or of the conditions presented in this book. Had you checked whom you vote for and what you support daily, the world would look different today and the Illuminati would have no power over you. With you I mean every human being on this planet. How did Ross Perot, candidate in the last presidential elections in the US, say so succinctly? If you want to find out what is wrong with your country, go look in the mirror. Here some will possibly say, should it interfere in the Yugoslav war? Or, should hunger and poverty in the Six States and the North African Third World countries increase even more, which can be predicted without any special powers of prophecy, they will not go to China or the US to get what they need, they will go to Germany first. The Swiss have no problem with this because they have their shelters and guns in their homes and also live in the mountains where the hungry will not want to climb. But the Germans will have to be rather defenseless against these events. For the elite and our politicians who really have earned the privilege of survival, there are numerous perfectly laid out underground bases with food and everything necessary for the survival of several decades. Yet the naive rank and file has conveniently been forgotten. Just think this through. How would you react if tomorrow the Serbs would gun Munich or Stuttgart? Former Illuminators George Orwell in his book 1984 has clearly described how things could be in the eyes of the Illuminati. This includes control by a laser tattoo. There were several attempts to stop the publication of 1984. Naturally, it is not too late.